We're now joined by Dan Zwicker. He is at CGB Enterprises out of Mandeville, Louisiana, but traveling as usual. Today, he comes to us from Lambert Field in beautiful St. Louis, Missouri. Good morning to you. Thanks for being with us. It was kind of a rough day in Chicago yesterday. The United States Department of Agriculture's numbers were tough, their estimates. And I will talk with Lance Honig, I think, a bit later today about those numbers. We'll try to include him either today, tomorrow, or on commodity. We'll go into the three. But it was a rough day, and I suppose that shows in your charts this morning. What kind of damage was done, do you suppose?
Well, it definitely shredded the charts and the balance sheets yesterday. I've been in opinion for some time that we needed to do away with the August crop report, and I guess after yesterday's numbers, I'm more than in that opinion, especially, I'm going to watch them awful careful. And if they start backpedaling and this crop gets a whole much smaller than what they indicated it was, I think it's a good argument that we don't necessarily need to know stock count times average weight or average pod count to come up with the yield. That's an expense that I think we can do away with. But, you know, the August numbers are what they are. The trade has to live with them, and I guess we'll see where we're at as we go down the road. But if USDA has to backpedal on those, I'm going to be a real advocate that we need to do away with the August crop report, because I think it's just a futile exercise. The September report will have more data in it, but this exercise is just going through stock counts multiplied by average year weight. I don't think we need to spend the money on that.
It may have been too early, as you're suggesting, and I was thinking about this as the reason I called. I wrote Lance this morning. He is the chief of the crops branch there and responsible for the USDA NAST numbers, and he's certainly willing to talk to me. He was just busy at the time. We'll find out just how much average was used, but as you suggest, if it was really averages, the numbers we saw are... they're massage, but it'll be interesting to see how that all turns out. Nonetheless, they are what we must deal with today. So where do we stand as you look at the charts?
Well, it's probably not no big stick out my neck type forecast, but I suspect we'll stay inside yesterday's range for a while. We may stay inside that range until the September report. But my guess is, and it's not only, I mean, it's a USDA report, which is definitely a shocker. And then they release it, you know, during this trading session. But I think it's the function of the market, the price discovery function of the market with electronic trade now, will create those types of vacuum. Because, you know, when you look at the waterfall, you're supposed to see where people will buy corn, how many contracts are offered here, how many contracts are offered there. But I think what happens 30 seconds before the report or a minute before the report, all those orders are pulled, and the only orders that are left in the market are the ones that are probably limit up or limit down, and those guys then will usually scalp the trade. And anybody that had the orders in at limit down was able to scalp the trade a few pennies yesterday. So I think it's one of these functions of electronic trade that creates big vacuums in the marketplace. And then when you come up with a government report that is outside the trade ranges, you're just going to get a reaction like you did yesterday. And I'm not too sure we're discovering price when we do that. But I guess I'm just an old timer that's trying to deal with the new electronic speed of the world. And then, of course, the other thing that, you know, years ago when you had a position on, the commodity broker would give you 3 days to move your money or get your money into Chicago if you were on the wrong side or margin call. But see, nowadays they want it wired immediately. So you get... you just get excessive selling if it's bearish, excessive buying if it's bullish, because people know that they got to get that money wired by the end of the session. So So they just say, get me out. So it generates a much bigger push. Now, it's great for Chicago. I mean, they get to turn commissions, and, of course, that's the purpose of the CEM, I think. I don't think the purpose of the Chicago Mercantile Exchange is to discover price, it's to generate commissions. And yesterday was one of those days that generated a lot of commissions, and I guess we'll see from there. I think USDA needs to rethink releasing their reports during the electronic trade sessions nowadays. I think we need to go back the old way on government reports. We need to release them at 2 o'clock. The market needs to think about them overnight, and then we start out the next morning with them. So I think there needs to be some modification there, especially when we see these kind of situations that we saw yesterday. And like I said, USA better be, they better be right, because if they're not right, Dan Zwicker is going to be very, very critical of them.
I will let Mr. Honig know.
I am stepping out of my full-time job here in 2 weeks, and I'm going to go drop out of the workforce for a couple of months to remodel my house down along the Texas-Mexican border. But I'm going to resurface, and and like I said, I'm going to be around all winter doing meetings. So they will know who Dan Zwicker is if they're wrong.
When I called, Lance was out of the office this morning at USDA NAS, and I kind of laughed at the secretary, and I said, has he taken many slings and arrows? And the answer was she was a good secretary, but she laughed along with me.
So, if they had a Twitter account or an email account,
well, they do. It's like at USDA Kelly, underscore NAS. So,
just like Megyn Kelly got jammed and Brent Baird got jammed so bad for beating up on Trump, you know, they're still going through their emails and Twitter.
Everybody is indeed. Okay, well, thank you so much. We'll talk with you again this afternoon. I do appreciate you taking the time with us this morning.
Yeah, I'll be at New Orleans Airport when you talk to me next.
Okay, thank you so much. That is Dan Zwicker. He's with CGB Enterprises out of Mandeville, Louisiana, at least for a couple of more weeks. He will continue on the air, by the way, with us once he finishes up there and moves into retirement and a different type of workforce, I suppose, in Chicago futures. Just quickly, in the November contract for soybeans are now at 9.15¾. That is the same as the seasonal average cash price that USDA had reported out yesterday. So the 9.15 is not a cash price, of course. December contract in the corn pit at 3.70 is just a nickel above the seasonal average cash price. So those numbers are trading much like the USDA report had thought they might, at least for the cash price. We'll see how that changes as we go through the day today and, of course, over time. You're listening to Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. More on the agricultural commodities throughout the day and, of course, during the closing market report at 2:06.